Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be talking about our picks for the week and our top picks for DFS leagues. To start it off, Vikings and Browns. I think that's not going to be a good game at all.
Good thing it's a standalone game.
9:30 in the morning, so if you sleep in, don't bother waking up early for that one.
I'll be up watching.
Yeah, I probably will be too. I think Judkins is really the only one that has like a really good game. I don't expect Mason to because the Browns defense is just killing it this year. Judkins is about all I think will have a good game.
I don't know. I kind of like Jordan Mason a little bit, mainly just because he's going to get the bulk of the time. I don't know. I think he has to get a touchdown to truly be relevant. So if you've got another option and you're kind of like, I don't know, I wouldn't go with Mason.
Yeah.
But I think if he's clearly one of your better options on a general basis, start him and hope for the best. You know what I mean? I think it depends on the situation. I mean, hopefully he's not clearly one of your best options, one of your top two running backs. But if he is, start him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's startable at that point. But for my rankings, I know he wasn't terribly high. I want to say he was like 27th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 27 for him. I got Judkins at 10.
Yeah, I think Judkins can have a great game. I mean, he's played really good so far, and that's a shocker because nobody really expects much out of Brown's defense. And when you're primarily focusing on that run game and you're still having good games, all power to you.
What do we expect for Dylan Gabriel's debut?
I don't know. I mean, there was some preseason struggles he had. I guess backup defenses, I think it just gets harder against starting defense, especially the Vikings defense. They have a really good defense. One of the best defenses in the league. I would guess there's going to be a pick six.
I mean, I think that there'll definitely be a pick.
I think there could be a pick six.
I would bet him one and a half picks, to be honest, over. I don't know that I'm going to go actively trying to bet it though, because I don't know what to expect from all this, but I mean, the total is 35.5.
Yeah.
Do we really think it's going to be lower than that? I think the lowest the whole season of any game, the lowest total.
I don't know. I could see it.
But isn't it hard to bet over that?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to bet over and hard to bet under because that's not a high scoring game at all.
Well, and we all know that it's not like Carson Wentz isn't suspect to turnovers.
Yeah.
So, and Cleveland is, like you said, it's an excellent defense. Minnesota's a pretty solid defense too.
I think this is going to be a big defensive game.
So maybe we do like the under. I don't like either enough to bet either way.
Yeah.
I kind of want to bet Cleveland on the money line.
Yeah. I'm guessing the Vikings are in favor, right?
Oh, the Vikings are favorite, yes. By 3.5.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, man is right. Like, it just seems a little too high.
Yeah.
Like, I do like betting Cleveland on the plus 3.5, but I would kind of want to just bet them outright money line too.
Yeah.
As far as the other players, like JJ, I don't dislike playing JJ. He's a stud.
Yeah.
Addison, unless you just got a clear cut guy who's that you kind of going back and forth between them, I would start Addison too. I don't know that I would start Hockenson in this game. Maybe Harold Fannin, but I really don't like that either for Cleveland.
Yeah.
I think Judkins and JJ are the only ones that, yes, absolutely a go. And I like both of them for a touchdown as well.
Yep. Ravens, Texans. I like Nico, Derrick Henry, and Mark Andrews for that game.
You like Mark Andrews?
Yeah. I think Cooper Rush is going to target him a lot.
What about Isaiah Likely? Andrews is trash, you said.
I mean, he is, but they didn't even use him, Likely. Zero targets.
I know. I was really surprised by that. I have Andrews 17th this week.
Yeah.
I think you might be onto something a little bit with Cooper Kupp or Cooper Rush using him a little more. But I think Justice Hill will get a lot of love for that. I really like Hill and Henry this week.
Yeah.
Henry, I got 15th, and Justice Hill, I got 40th. And I thought about moving him up. So I have the Commanders, and I know I'm getting off from that game a little bit. I have the Commanders, the three of them, Krosky, Mayer, Rodriguez Jr., and McNichols, all 31, 32, and 33. Because I really just did, like, who knows who they're going to use? So I like one of them at 31 and the other two down below. But I just don't know who to pick there. So I put them all three there.
Yeah, because they really showed no structure really in that RB room. It's just whatever happens, happens.
I think, one of them breaks out. One of them has a long run. Because it's not even like they get a bulk, like anybody gets more bulk time. It's pretty evenly split.
It's really gambling if you're using one of them.
Yeah. I wouldn't use any of them, but I think one of them
me neither.
has a little bit of a breakout. Yep. But those guys that are like from 34 down to 45 maybe, I like more than any individual of those three Commanders backs. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Derrick Henry, he's going to be pretty much a huge vocal point in that offense. I don't know how much they like Cooper Rush.
Are you ready for this stat that I heard earlier this week?
Yeah.
So the Baltimore Ravens are just committing malpractice because of this. On first and second down, Derrick Henry is averaging 6 yards per carry.
They haven't used him.
But do you know how much they've used him ranked 1 through 32? Take a guess.
32?
On first and second down. 32nd, yes. He has.
I told you, they don't know what they're doing.
What the heck are they doing? They have this beast of a man at a running back who is hard as hell to tackle. And this is when they used the heck out of him in week one and have barely used him since in the previous 3 weeks. Like, what is happening there? Why?
I don't know.
I get that you have this great quarterback, Lamar Jackson, but guess what? Now he's hurt. Probably because you overused him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
Why continue to put such a great player in harm's way when you don't have
You have just another great player that can take some pressure off him.
Case in point, the Buffalo Bills were doing that for a while. And then they started using James Cook a whole lot more. And I love James Cook. James Cook is a great player. James Cook is for this week is running back 5 for me. I'm sorry, running back 4. What did I just do? He's running back 4. But I just don't understand what they're doing there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their plan is. But they are not looking good at all this year. They're looking good, but they're looking bad at the same time.
Exactly. And they're looking really good for fantasy, a lot of their players. But they're not winning games.
No.
And so none of that matters. It matters for us as fantasy owners and wanting to do well in fantasy football. But for that team, like, none of that matters. If they're not winning. So I just, like, James Cook is great, and I love that guy, but he's not even somewhat close to Derrick Henry. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you have this guy if you're not going to use him like that? Mm-hmm. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So stupid. I expect him to have a huge game, too. I also like Woody Marks. I love the offense. The total for this game is 39.5. I get Cooper Rush is playing, and not Lamar Jackson, but I'd jump all over that. I also get that I was completely wrong about yesterday's game and the under for that. But did anybody seriously think that San Francisco was going to come out there and do what they did yesterday? I don't think anybody could say that.
I did from Tongas.
Okay. But as a general rule for the team, did you really expect that? Because if you did, didn't say that Tuesday.
No, I did not.
I mean, they looked really good, especially early in that game.
Yeah. Yeah. That
down their top tight end, down their top two receivers. I mean, down their top quarterback.
And their quarterback.
Yeah. That's crazy. All right. Yeah. I'll shut up.
Dolphins, Panthers. I like Rico Dowdle, A-Chain, Waddle, and Waller. I think Dolphins will probably be passing the ball a lot. A-Chain always gets a ton of receptions for the most part. Waddle's the new wide receiver one. Yeah, I don't know what happened last week. Waddle's the wide receiver one, and Waller seems like their red zone threat. I mean, I just expect a pretty good game, and Dowdle's the RB1 for the Panthers this week. But
yeah, with Chuba out,
I think he should be. Mm-hmm. I think he should have a pretty good week also.
I like Tommy Tremble a lot too in this game,
mm-hmm.
and I like Tedrone McMillan.
Yeah,
and if you need a cheap receiver for DFS, you could go worse than Hunter Renfro.
Yeah, 100%. Colts Raiders. I like Jonathan Taylor, Pittman, and Bowers. I think Bowers has a pretty decent week. Yeah.
Bowers is questionable.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Well, if he plays.
Yeah. I take that that's a big if. And Bowers is questionable, and so is Mayer right now.
Oh, man.
Hopefully we'll get a clear. I'll have my injury. It's pinned on the Facebook page, just like our rankings are for all the different positions. And I'll keep that updated so that everybody can check that out as they want or see fit. Because a lot of that'll change here in the next 24 to 48 hours, I'm sure.
Yeah. I would, if you're in DFS leagues, I have defenses. I would also say the Colts defense might be a good start also.
How much are they?
I'm not sure.
I'm looking.
Probably not too much.
I expect that they would be a little more. That's why I'm wondering. Because there's a couple other defenses I really like, but that's why I said, because the Colts defense is good. Colts defense is 3,300.
3,300, yeah.
The Cardinals is 36, and that's the one I like the most against Tennessee. But I don't normally play or pay that much for my defense. Mm-hmm. Looking at it, I would probably pay Carolina's the most at 2,500 against Miami.
I like Detroit against Bengals, too. They're 35.
Yeah, that's too much for me. I like to use that money for other players and just hope for the best.
Yeah. Hope for the best.
I don't know that the Saints defense would be a terrible option either at 2,200.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
Or frankly, flip the script and use Tennessee against Arizona. Let's see if Tennessee can force Murray to cough out the ball a couple times. Or those running backs who are not used to playing right now. I mean, those other options are really good. They're in good positions. Don't get me wrong. I just don't like spending that much.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get that. Giants, Saints. I like Skedebo, Kamara, and Wandale Robinson.
I like Chris Olave a lot, too, in this game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Juwan Johnson is questionable. If he plays, you can do worse than that guy.
He could be a decent start. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I would watch Cowboy. Theo.
Oh.
If you need a really tight, a cheap tight end, Theo Johnson's not a bad possibility.
Mm-hmm. He's 3,400. If he gets a bunch of targets, I wouldn't see why. Yeah. He's definitely a stash for this week. See how he produces. And then I think you make a move off this week. Jets, Cowboys, Fields, Prescott, Javonte, and Ferguson are some players I like from that game. I like Garrett Wilson also. But yeah, I think all those guys have pretty good games. Cowboys defense is weak, and Jets just haven't been playing that great.
No, and I would expect Gardner Johnson to be all over Pickens, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Broncos, Eagles. I like Cameron Sutton. Man, now I'm blanking, but I like Sutton and AJ Brown.
Cortland Sutton.
Cortland Sutton. Yeah, that one. AJ Brown, I think he does, because every time he, so with his recent comments, him complaining about not having targets and opportunities to help them win games, which they won, he always gets a bunch of targets after doing something like this.
Agreed.
And it lasts a couple of games too. And this game probably going to be a shootout. So I wouldn't not expect him to have a really good game. Him and Devontae. I like Devontae too. I just think AJ, since he's complaining again, he'll get a lot of targets, a lot of catches, a lot of chances to play, have a great game.
Yeah.
Sutton, wide receiver one on the Broncos, going against one of the top offenses in the league. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about the running backs, all three of them? RJ Harvey, J.K. Dobbins, and Saquon.
Not a big fan of either one. Both defenses are really good run defenses. Even Saquon hasn't been playing great these last couple weeks.
Yeah, I think J.K. and Saquon are startable, but
yeah,
if you have a better option, I would really expect
games out of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got them both are all ranked. I have Saquon Barkley ranked 12th this week.
Yeah.
Which is probably like a lot of people are probably going to be like, what the hell's your problem?
Saquon's been very touchdown dependent this season.
I mean, defenses have been focusing on him, and I don't expect that that's going to be different this week.
Yeah.
I have J.K. Dobbins 13th. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Like, he's performed very well, but I think Philly will try and shut that down and make them beat them through the air.
Yeah. Titans, Cardinals. I just don't see this being a good game.
I don't see it being all that relevant.
Yeah. I just think Marvin Harrison Jr. might get a bunch of targets, might have a decent game.
Hopefully he does something
about
it.
I don't really trust the Cardinals running backs. I don't trust the Titans. I don't trust the Titans entirely at all. I mean, maybe Warner. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's really about it.
I like him. I also like Trey McBride, just because he's Trey McBride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
He's my number two tight end this week. And he'll be number one if Brock Bowers doesn't play. So.
Yeah. Bucks and Seahawks, I think Smith and Jigba and Igbuka have pretty good games. I think this is just going to be a huge passing game.
I think whoever Devin Witherspoon covers gets shut down. And so I say that far as even if it's Igbuka. I think Igbuka or Godwin can have a big game. I just don't know which one Witherspoon covers.
Godwin's back?
Yeah, he played last week. Godwin did.
I didn't see that.
So
I don't know how I missed that.
I would expect him to cover Igbuka more.
Yeah. Or he might be switching between the two. So I think that's possible also.
Very possible.
I think there'll be a lot of moving.
But I think he'll be on Igbuka more.
Yeah. Lions-Bengals. Man, I don't know what to think about the Bengals because they have just not been producing at all. Run or pass. They've just been playing horrendously. I like Gibbs and Montgomery. I think both of them have another big game. Or
agreed.
Another big game this season.
And I like Amon-Ra St. Brown. Yeah. I will never count the guy out. I think he leads all receivers in touchdown receptions, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But I got a feeling that this is JMO's week. Jameson Williams' week in the receiver-wise.
Yeah.
But I think all receiving happens early in this game. And I really like David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, like you said, because I think that they just end up running the ball all the time in the second half because I think this is a massacre.
Yeah, but last time we thought that was the Chargers-Giants game, so I guess anything's possible.
You are correct, but Cincinnati just looks so lost.
They're playing horrible right now. Commanders-Chargers. I like Johnston, Debo, and Hampton this week.
Debo's questionable, so hopefully he plays. Crew is just crushed right now. I really like, as a sleeper guy, Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah.
He's had a touchdown in each of the last two games.
I like Zach Ertz, too, with Jaden back.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see if Debo plays. I think that'll be a big save for their offense.
Same. So I was a big critic of Debo. He's played a whole lot better than I thought he was going to this year.
Yeah, he's been playing really good. You know, he's been a letdown, Terry McLaurin, in the games that he has played.
It helps when he doesn't, if he plays. I don't think he's been healthy.
Yeah, not at all.
Not much.
Really?
Just speculation.
Yeah. Patriots, Bills, James Cook, and Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry's been the vocal point in that Patriots pass offense, yeah. And he's been killing it so far, so I don't see why he wouldn't continue that with a bunch of targets going into this week, too.
I like Josh Allen in this game, too. I like Drake May. I think this is a high-scoring game.
Really?
Especially if Ed Oliver doesn't play again. I like Trayvon Henderson if Ed Oliver is not in the game. And I also like Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah.
I like Shakir for a bunch of receptions, and maybe he breaks one for a touchdown again, but I wouldn't count on that type thing. James Cook, ninth game in a row, he'll score a touchdown this week.
Yeah, call him right now. Hopefully. Chiefs, Jags. I like, Worthy looks healthy, so I like Worthy this week. Etienne and Strange. Strange has been getting a lot of targets so far, so I don't see why that doesn't continue into the week.
Something to watch in that game, and I'm not saying he's going to have this huge fantasy output this week, but Preshard Smith started to get a whole lot more looks last week in that game than what he had been getting. And if Pacheco continues to struggle, watch to see if Smith gets more and more carries or more and more snap time.
So our DFS favorites. I like Skedabo against the Saints. I just expect him to just kill it. I think they're going to be running the ball a lot because that Saints defense has not looked great against the run at all this season. Dan Montgomery or Skedabo. So he's at 6,000 right now. I know it's kind of high, but he's probably going to be the huge vocal point behind that offense this week.
I think he pays off on that. Yeah.
Yeah. David Montgomery. Again, playing the Bengals, another really bad team. He's at, I think, 5,200, which I think that's really cheap for David Montgomery, especially when going against a defense offense and defense that have been not playing great so far this year.
I think he gets more run than he typically does because of it getting out of hand, is my guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Garrett Wilson, I really like him. I think he's at like 6,000 last I checked. He's been just killing it so far. Yeah, 6,100 against rated the worst defense for receivers this week in the Cowboys. Cowboys have been playing horrible defensive wise, and I expect the Jets might capitalize on that. We'll see how the game's called for them. I think that'll have a huge say in this. I like Darren Waller also. He's 3,500. I know he's questionable, but if he does end up playing, I think he could have a big week against the Panthers again as that red zone target. That's all I got.
My core four guys to focus on. Justin Fields at 5,600 going against the worst defense against quarterbacks in fantasy. The Dallas Cowboys, pure, simple, bar none. C.J. Stroud had his best game last week so far this season. I expect him to capitalize off of that against a very, very depleted and poor Baltimore defense right now. And, it is depleted. They are not generating much of a pass rush. I know that Houston's offensive line is not great, so maybe they get a little bit more in this game than they did last week. But I still don't think it'll be much, and I think Nico Collins could have a huge game. I expect Woody Marks to have a huge game in this game. And I think Baltimore will score more points than what people think they're going to, which will then drive Houston to score more as well. So I think if C.J. Stroud is 5,200, Justin Fields is 5,600. You can save a whole lot there to get a really good running back. I like Jahmyr Gibbs in this game as well, or in his game, but he's not one of my core four.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the price point. Chris Olave, 5,200 in a game that I think that the Saints end up having to throw a lot again late against the Giants as the teams go back and forth. I don't know that either one of them really jump out and take command of the game, but I think that both teams will end up needing to throw more late in the game, and I like him a lot for that. And that 5,200, he's really cheap. And Jatavion Sanders has been named out for this game again. Last week, Tommy Tremble had 15.3 fantasy points in a game where the Panthers only scored 13 total actual points. So he was a huge part of that game, a huge focal point. I think he will be again at only $2,900. He's an absolute steal if he pays out at that again. That's five times what he would have cost.
Yeah.
Even if he only gets to 10 points, that's three times. And that's good GPP number.
All right. Sweet. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening on a podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're listening on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment on what you guys think about this episode. Thank you guys.